The Bible warns us that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
I want to know, is there anybody up in here still believe God is able, even though it don't look good right now?
No matter how much he's trying to attack you, you cannot back down, cave in, or quit.
Your butt might have looked like it been kicked, and it looked like you left the place with your tail between your legs, but it is a new season.
We have power over any traps the devil is trying to set.
Always gotta defend myself. Always gotta handle business. Always gotta protect myself. God said, get him. Get him for your mama. Get him for your sister. Get him for your family. Get that devil. Let him know who your people is.
Order this CD-DVD combo today. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info.
Today's message is Divine Connections and Covenant Relationships by Dr. Herbert Bailey.
To Matthew, the 19th chapter and verse 6. Matthew 19, verse 6. And Jesus is speaking here and he says, wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. Now, we have already taken great pain last week to explain to you that in the context, he's talking about marriage. He's talking about the covenant marriage of a man and a woman. But the principle applies to any relationship and covenant that God has put together. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. And that means that you are not supposed to allow any outside forces, sources, or influence to disconnect you from relationships that God has put together. And we're calling this series Divine Connections and Covenant Relationship. So when God has divinely connected you with someone, and when God has established a covenant relationship, the principle is don't let anybody come between that. So we said it's critical, if you're going to abide by this, to recognize and categorize relationships. Here's your quiz, y'all. I've given you four different types of relationships. Number one, we said they are what? Accidental relationships. Accidental relationships are where you literally bump into somebody along the path of life, along the path of destiny. You just kind of bump into them. It's strictly accidental. You was on the same elevator with them. You pass them on the aisle in Walmart. That doesn't mean that you're supposed to start having sleepovers. Amen? It's just an accidental relationship. Then we said, secondly, they are what? Incidental relationships. Incidental relationships can be, we work together. We take class together. And I can even add, we go to the same church, especially when you're part of a large church. When you're part of a very large church, there, for example, there may. How many of you always come to second service? Okay. So there are some of you who always come to second service. And there are people in this church who always come to first service. And unfortunately, some of you always come to first service and always come to second service. You may also be a SMO. You all know what's a SMO. So you only come to your service on Sunday morning. If you only come to your service, there's other people in this church who you don't even know that they're part of this church. I'm sure our praise team, because our praise team tends to be the same praise team, and the choir, they're before the people on both services or whatever. And so they'll see people in somewhere, and they recognize them, but they don't know them. because they've seen him on stage. Okay. And sometimes these are relationships, not always, but some of these relationships, even in church, they're incidental. The reason why I say you need to know that is because let's break this down. An usher is incidental. An usher is incidental to you coming to church. You should never stay away from church because of an usher. Y'all ain't going to say nothing. But you got to categorize this. A parking lot attendant is incidental. Now, I'm saying right now the just the parking lot. And now you may develop an intentional or even covenant relationship with a particular one. But as a whole, for example, you shouldn't leave a church because of ushers. Now, I know someone can drive you, but you got to stay focused on what's the covenant relationship. When God sent you here, okay, I'm not going to leave my wife because of her brother. Y'all understand me? That's why we call it in-law. In other words, they ain't my real brother. That's my brother-in-law. In other words, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't even know him. Are you following me? I'm concerned about him to the extent really that my wife is concerned about him. They're incidental to this covenant relationship. This is the most important. And so, I mean, I don't have that kind of relationship with my brother-in-law, but I would never leave my wife because of an issue that me and my brother-in-law are close and my wife come in between that. If I got to make a choice, see your brother-in-law. This is covenant. Y'all quiet, but I believe you're thinking. And you got to get those things established. You got to know what's the nature of this relationship. The third is what kind of relationship? Intentional. Intentional relationship. Those are people who you, okay, I saw people come up here today, okay, when the Dawsons came up, okay, when the Dawsons came up, the Felders also came up. Okay. Now, I don't know exactly if they knew each other before Right Direction or not. Did y'all know each other? Okay. They didn't know each other before Right Direction. But as a result of Right Direction, now this becomes an intentional relationship. Now we deliberately see each other. We're friends. We talk to each other. And watch this. And now, because now it looks like now we got God, now they're becoming godparents of children. Now this becomes covenant. That ain't the case with everybody. Are you following me? So with an accidental and incidental relationship that, if I leave this church or if they leave, I may not ever see them again anyway, but it was incidental to the church. But a covenant relationship, well, even if you leave the church, okay, we still gonna have relationship because it's covenant. You got to know how to categorize these relationships, and which is the fourth one, which is divine connections, or what I'm calling covenant relationships. Divine connection, covenant relationship, those are relationships, associations, connections, which are arranged by God to cause you to walk in purpose and divine destiny. So God puts certain people together to cause you to walk in purpose and to fulfill destiny. Divine connections originate with God, and what God has joined together, don't let anybody put asunder. Ecclesiastes 14 says, when God puts a connection together, when God put a relationship together, he said, I know whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. So God himself will arrange particular relationships and bring divine connections for his purpose. God brought man and woman together, Adam and Eve together. They didn't date. They didn't ask. It wasn't based upon physical stuff. God put them together. When God put them together and when God presented Eve to Adam, he said, whoa, man, you are bone. That's where we get woman from. Whoa, man. Okay. You are bone of my bone. You are flesh of my flesh. You and me will never part. This is covenant. And then the devil comes in by seducing Eve, beguiling Eve, being subtle. And now they eat of the forbidden fruit. And now separation comes forward. And now, rather than him saying, he used the word my, possessive. This is flesh, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. You are mine. He took ownership. He took connection. He understood there's a covenant. And then when sin comes in, he tells God, the woman that you gave me, this woman. Distancing himself. Why? Because when the devil comes in, he wants to bring distance. and separation with relationship that God has ordained. So the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12 and 18 that God puts members in the body as it pleases him, not as it pleases us. As it pleases him. That verse from the Amplified of 1 Corinthians 12, 18, it says, but as it is, God has placed and arranged the limbs and organs in the body, each particular one of them, just as he wished and saw fit and with the best adaptation. So God brings covenant people together who can adapt to each other. Listen, husbands and wives, it may take some years to get there, but if you know God put you together, y'all got what it takes to be the husband you need to be to your wife and the wife you need to be to your husband. Y'all got to keep on pushing until you adapt. Adapting may mean that you used to not be able to sleep through their snoring. But as you adapt, you don't even know they were snoring no more. No, I'm serious. Somebody said, look, I got a long way to go. God, you're going to get there. Sleep cometh. Adapting may be things that used to get on your nerves that really annoyed you and bothered you. Other people see him now. You don't even see him anymore because you've adapted. Okay. And so you got to understand, even in relationships, sometimes there's a process to, they do something in orthopedic surgery called fusions. And in a fusion, they take two bones and they put those bones together and make it one bone. That's a process in relationships. That's why the Bible said two shall become one. And spiritually, you are, from the time you vow, make those vows together, you are one in the eyes of God. But walking that out takes some time. Walking that out takes time. Y'all ever see people together, they're together so long, they just start looking like each other? It didn't start out that way. It just, you know, but just as they went on, they adapted. Now, Let me say this about God putting people together. We were around Bishop Jakes one time. He said, people always ask him, and my uncle kept talking about Bishop Jakes. He said, man, you do so much. How you doing? How many of y'all ever wonder how Bishop Jakes do all he do? I know it's a wonder. Keep him from going, make you wonder how to keep him going under. Okay? But, you know, here, Bishop Jakes, the pastor, the bishop of a 30,000 plus member church. His personal businesses that he does is under called T.D. Jakes Enterprises. There's at least two other organizations that he's the president of and oversees. Recording artist. Movie producer. All right? How does it, and we were around business, he said, people wonder how do I, he says, when God gives me an idea, tells me to do something, he says, I ask the Lord for my arm. What's the arm? The person who's going to be connected with me to get that thing done. Not just a arm, my arm. Because you can have somebody doing something and they ain't connected with you and they ain't going to do it the way you want them to do it, or they're going to take off and try to make it their own thing because they ain't really connected to you. So there are people that God connects to get things done that, watch this, is going to bring out your skills, your talent, your ability, but it's also going to get done the thing that God wants to get done that can only happen with the two of you. Any of y'all remember, I've kind of alluded to Color Purple early on. That's one of the movies that I like to go back to. So many scenes in that movie, okay? But remember in Color Purple, that woman's coming to the house, and that was Suge Avery. Y'all remember Suge Avery? Suge Avery's come to the house. And the little boy says to his daddy, he said, Daddy, who that woman is? Something like that. And he says, that was supposed to be your mammy. That should have been your mammy. You remember something like that? Now think about that. That couldn't be their mammy. I have four children. Chandler, Tyler, Daniel, and Kendra. I can't see an old girlfriend who I met before I met my wife, Marcia, and tell Chandler, now that was supposed to be your mammy. Because if I had a child with her, it wouldn't have been Chandler. In order for Chandler to be here, we had to be together. It may have been another child, okay? It may have been someone else, but it could not have been him with his DNA and his blood type, etc. Because in order to produce Chandler, Herbert and Marcia had to be together. When you understand covenant relationship, you understand there are things that cannot exist in the earth except the two of you stay together. Whether that's with your marriage, whether that's in a church, whether that's with a spiritual relationship that God, there's things that's supposed to happen that cannot. Now, something I didn't say nothing can happen, but that can happen unless the two of you stay together. So I believe, I just believe you ought to just make up in your mind, let's stay together. Loving you whether times are. Those words, let's stay together, loving you whether times are good or bad, happy or sad, that's covenant talk. That's the kind of talk that Ruth made to Naomi. Where you go, I'll go. Where you die, I'll die. Your God is going to be my God. Your people. That's covenant talk. And a lot of people today, they don't understand covenant talk. If you don't understand marriage, you can't understand any of this other stuff. Because people think marriage is disposable. And it's not supposed to be. Every time I say this, I'm always qualifying. I'm not trying to put anybody in condemnation about being married a second or third time. I mean, come on, if people know better, you do better. I have an uncle who's been married 3 times. His last one, he's been married about 40 years. But no, he said, now that he's in his 70s, he said, no, he said, I could have made it with any one of those women. He said, I was immature. I didn't know how to deal with things. So as you get old, you know, and then he also says, Mama told me to do it till you do it right. Now, I ain't going to tell you that, okay? But when you understand it, you understand that covenant means, I saw somebody put this out on their Instagram. Covenant or commitment, it says something, I'm paraphrasing. It means doing what you said you were going to do long after you no longer feel the way you felt when you said you're going to do it. That's powerful right there. Doing what you said you're going to do, even though you don't feel the way you felt when you said that. That's covenant, y'all. Covenant, I heard Jimmy Evans say, who teaches a lot on marriage, he said covenant in a marriage is saying, I know you, it's a possibility you're going to hurt me. I know it's a possibility I'm going to hurt you. I know it's a possibility you're going to do something that's really going to make me mad, that's going to hurt my feelings. I know it's a possibility I could do something that you'll never want to deal with. But I'm going to marry you anyway because I'm willing to go through it. Wow. Everybody say, wow. That's covenant. But people don't think like that. And so that means there's stuff you're going to go through, but you're going to have to go through it. Marriage. Any of y'all ever been mad at your mama? Tell the truth, even if she's sitting right there. Tell. You been mad at your mama? You don't throw your mama away. Some of us, we got dysfunctional parents. But they're our parents nonetheless. Some of y'all, your mama fat. I said it just like that because something rose up in you when I said that. She said, what? So, I said that like, because something rose up in you when I said that. Because some of y'all know, if somebody called your mama fat, that's fighting words. Even though she fat. In other words, you may know she fat, but you ain't going to let nobody call your mama fat. Why? Because of covenant. Because of covenant. You got to understand how this thing goes. So God chooses people for you to get connected with. Like he did with Ruth and Naomi. Now the enemy will do whatever he can, use whoever he can to break up and sabotage divine connections and covenant relationships. And if he can succeed in destroying divine connections and covenant relationships, then he can hinder, frustrate, and ultimately destroy divine purposes. God put man and woman together so they can accomplish together what they could not accomplish alone. He said in Genesis 2:18, I'm going to make a help meet for them. Let them have dominion. Let them subdue the earth. Let them be fruitful, be multiplied, and multiply. They couldn't do it by themselves. So the intent of separation in covenant relationships, the intent of division and strife in divine connection is to hinder purpose. Got to get that. Jesus says in John 6:44, he says, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. Now, if the Father draws people to Jesus, that's intended to be a covenant relationship. I didn't say you're drawn to them. The Bible says about Jesus, okay, I know they, you know, when they're doing the Bible and these stories about Jesus, and they'll get some sexy Jesus. Yeah, y'all know they be looking sexy. Some of y'all looked at the Bible and said, Jesus. They be getting these sexy Jesuses whose eyes draw you in and all that. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says there was no comeliness about him that we should desire him. Did y'all know the Bible says that? There was no comeliness about him that we should desire him. You know what that means? That means he wasn't necessarily physically attractive to people. It wasn't based upon external stuff. People didn't follow Jesus because the woman with the issue of blood, the woman at the well, she didn't go into the city and say, listen, y'all got to meet this man. He is fine. Come see, follow me. You got this. This man is fine. She didn't say that. She said, go and you come see a man who's told me all things I've ever done. She was attracted to his anointing. Are you following me here? And so it was God that drew her, and God that draws people together in relationship. And when God is drawing relationship, divine connection, the devil will use any means necessary to try to destroy it, divide it, and bring separation so that he can frustrate God's purposes. There's a scripture I quoted earlier, and I went back and got it for y'all's sake. So everybody say, thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor. It's Proverbs 27 and verse 10. And it says, thine own friend and thy father's friend forsake not. Your friend and your father's friend don't forsake. Neither go into thy brother's house in the day of thy calamity. For better is a neighbor that is near than a brother far off. No, this is saying, y'all, it's saying there's some relationships that's better to have than your own family members. I know that's thin ice when I talk in South Carolina, the family reunion capital of the world. But the Bible says it's better to have a friend who's close in a day of your trouble than a brother who's far away. And we know there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Okay? He says, to your own friend and your father's friend, this relationship that God said, he said, don't forsake them. Don't walk away from them. So there's some relationships, there's relationships I have, they're men who I honor, okay? They ain't done nothing for me directly, okay? And some of them, you know, they're Bishop Bailey's friends. Bishop Bailey got friends in the 70s and the 80s. They're still in ministry. They send me stuff. They call me, okay? And, you know, because, you know, I'm doing ministry at another level now, and that kind of thing. And some of those men I honor and I respect, not because of my relationship with them, but because of his relationship with them. That's what Solomon did with Hiram. Hiram was the king of Tyre. And Tyre had cedar trees and Lebanon trees. So when Solomon gets ready to build a temple, he sends a letter to Hiram. And he said, now, you know, you and my father was good friends. And my father helped you. You helped my father. I need some trees. And he gave him trees, not because of their relationship, but because of his father's relationship. Everybody say covenant. Covenant. See, because covenant relationship, it really should go from generation to generation. It should go from generation to generation. Your children ought to be blessed because of covenant relationships. Are y'all listening to me? Proverbs 16:28. Talks about how these relationships are broken. It says, a froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. A whisperer. Everybody say a whisperer. Not a whisperer is. A whisperer is a gossiper, and somebody spreads rumors. Some people gossip and they separate friendships. And you have to be, you have to be wise enough to know they miserable. They don't have nobody like them. They don't have no friends. And they don't want me to have one either. They know you and so, that's your friend, that's your girl, that's your boy, that's your dog, that's your ace boom coon, whatever you want to say. And some people will see And they'll come say you something, you know, listen, I heard he said such and such about you. And now you let somebody break up your friendship because they don't have a friend, and jealousy of your friendship. And now you stop talking to your friend. You roll your eyes at your friend. You won't take your friends any call anymore. And you don't even know it's true. You've listened to a whisperer. And somebody spreads rumors. And what you need to do, y'all need to understand, this is how me and Pastor Marcus, we didn't always do this. But at this point, because we don't have time for the okey-doke. At this point in our life, when we got so much to do, when you bring us this minutia about somebody said something, we're going to say, who said it? Well, who are they? Well, I don't want to use names. Well, you don't want to talk to me then. Because I only can solve this if we use names.
Every covenant relationship will be tested, whether it's a marital relationship, parent and child, or even a spiritual relationship. While God honors and respects covenant, the enemy will do anything to destroy divine connections. Learn how to recognize and preserve the divine connection God has placed in your life. Order this powerful message on CD or DVD. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or order online at rightdirection.info. Ask for Divine Connections and Covenant Relationships.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study is at 12 noon. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. If you have been blessed by this broadcast, please email or send a letter sharing your testimony. Email us at praisereport@rightdirection.info, or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina, 29221. We'd love to partner with you in taking the Word of God to places where it's rare and precious. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, call us in Columbia at 803-798-1230 or in Orangeburg at 803-531-7322 or toll free at 877-798-5433. You may also visit us on the web at rightdirection.info. Continue to listen to that still small voice saying, "This is the way, walk ye in it."